It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. In the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage, Michael and Mindy are with us. Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, we're great.
Welcome. Where do you guys live?
We're just north of Seattle in Everett, Washington.
Very fun. And here to do a debt-free scream, how much have you paid off?
$1,100,000.
Oh, wow. And how long did this take?
About 8 years.
Goodness gracious. And your range of income during that time?
Started at about 150 and went to 350-ish, depending on the year.
Goodness gracious. What do y'all do for a living?
I sell real estate.
I'm a high school English teacher.
Awesomeness. Okay. Wow. What in the world? What kind of did you pay off your house?
Yeah, we paid off our home as well as 4 rental properties.
Wow! Whoa. Looking at weird people! Woohoo! Congratulations! And we met at the break, so you're a real estate ELP, right?
Yep.
You're one of our endorsed local providers. Yep. Excellent! I love it! Well done. Congratulations. So what in the world put you on this journey 8 years ago?
Well, we tried some other methods. We learned about leveraged investing, so buying real estate and getting mortgages and things of that nature, which was all well and good until, well, they had a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one particular property. We call it the Pasco Fiasco. And we ended up in about $60,000 of debt after 2 floods and somebody set it on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And at that point, when the bank wouldn't loan us any money anymore, we decided we needed to try something different.
Our insurance person actually said, listen, before you call us about this property again, please make sure that no walls are standing. Don't call us again other than that.
You could almost feel him winking at you through the phone.
That's right. That's right. He says, don't say I said this.
If it's on fire, throw gas.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. But you pushed through 8 years.
Yep. Long time.
Yeah. I think we found you shortly after that and went through the financial peace program, and it was like, oh, okay, we got to get serious about this. We got to dig out of this hole.
Okay.
Whoopsie.
Yeah.
So it was really.
So you sold that property, I assume.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was the relief, right? There was this huge relief when that one went.
Absolutely. Okay. And that got rid of a bunch of the debt? How much of the debt was that?
None. Wasn't very much of the debt at all. That was only about $100,000.
Oh, okay.
That's the only one we sold. And we had enough income. We could have sold them off and, you know, whatever to do it faster, but we had enough income and ability, and we wanted to have the rentals long term. We figured we may as well just pay them off. And I did the math and figured it wouldn't actually take us all that long. So we did the long haul.
Wow. 8 years, though. That's real.
Yeah.
Just plunking along, one at a time. They go away, and then the house goes away, or your house goes away, and then one of them goes away, whatever.
We basically debt snowballed all of our mortgages. So we paid the smallest one first, just like if it were a regular debt, and then just paid through the whole thing.
Yeah.
So what was it like navigating this journey, making the income you were making, yet not living the life that you would think somebody making, you know, $250,000 should be living?
For us, it's pretty normal. We're not big, extravagant people.
Okay.
You know, we don't need a ton of stuff. I mean, we have a lot of kids, so we had a lot of kid expenses. But other than that, I mean, we're okay to live on just the regular stuff.
And 4 homes.
Yeah. And for us, it's more long-term planning and just kind of paying stuff off and putting ourselves in a place to be able to have a ton of fun in retirement and live like no one else.
Wow. So what do you think? I mean, this is obviously a huge number, $1.1 million. We don't usually get that.
I know.
But it's also 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's quite a slog. Mm-hmm. So what is the difference in that and just knocking off some credit card debt in 1 year or something? There's a lot of difference emotionally and everything else, but what do you think the secret was that enabled you to stay with it that long and plow through a number that big?
I think that part of it is it became a lifestyle, right? It's there's a part at the beginning where it's like, this is hard. This is really hard because it's new. It's a new kind of way of doing things. We got to be serious about this. And now it's kind of just the way we do things. And it's just the way we expect it to be. And hopefully we're giving that to our kids to say, this is how you handle money. This is the expectation going forward.
Yeah. Wow.
And we took a little bit. I mean, once we paid, because we borrowed, I mean, when we had those issues and we took out that 60 grand, I mean, we borrowed against our car that had been paid off. We took out a personal loan. We had borrowed from friends. I mean, I had my mom go to the bank and borrow money for me so I could pay her back because they wouldn't loan me any more money. So we were really serious during that first time. I mean, I was putting stuff back at the grocery store, doing all the really hard stuff.
Right.
After we paid off all the non-mortgage or the non-mortgage debt, at that point, we got a little bit looser. We would start to go on vacations and do things like that. So we could have done it faster, but we didn't want to kill ourselves, and so we gave ourselves a little bit of freedom and had some fun in the meantime. So.
Well, you're supposed to at this stage.
Rewards.
I mean, this baby step is not intense. This baby step is intentionality.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you're supposed to have a rhythm to it. And so very well done, you guys. How does it feel to own that much stuff completely debt-free?
It feels good. It's real good.
It's not bad, Dave. It's not bad at all. But I did buy, we bought our first one, our first investment cash.
All right.
And so we were super excited about that. And, you know, they rented it out. And we're going to get our first check in like a month. So we're super, super excited. Feels way better. Wished I had done that
the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
The,
these things cash flow when they don't have debt on them.
Right.
Yeah.
They make money. It's nice. I got a bunch of them. I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then you can buy another one with all that money and another one with all that money. It's just, it snowballs in the right direction then.
Yep.
So well done, you guys. So very proud of you. Who were your biggest cheerleaders?
Probably each other.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So you weren't telling a lot of people this then. It's a big long run.
Not a ton. There's not a lot of people that can relate when you're at a certain level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things of that nature. So, I mean, we mostly just kind of talked about it. We did our, you know, monthly meetings and, you know, things of that with our budgets and everything else under the sun and just kind of kept going.
And I'd say early on it was you. You were the cheerleader, right? You were, you know, speaking into that because we were listening and doing the program. So we really appreciate all the things that you helped with.
We're so proud of you guys. You're heroes, man. You did it.
Thank you. So
well done. So very well done. Well, congratulations. And you brought the kiddos with you. What are their names and ages?
So we have Christopher, who's 17.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb and Macy are 15.
Mm-hmm.
Maya is 8, and Aria is 7.
All right. Very cool. Very cool.
We got a whole choir out here.
I love it. It's great, too. They look awesome. All right. Very fun. All right, Michael and Mindy, $1.1 million paid off in 8 years. We got a copy of Legacy Journey for you because that's definitely what the phase you're in is leaving a legacy, and an extra copy of Total Money Makeover for you to give away and pay it forward. So thank you guys for making the trip all the way. We're so proud of you and so honored to endorse you as ELPs as well.
Thank you.
So thank you guys so much. Michael and Mindy, $1.1 million paid off in 8 years, 150 to 350 income. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
We're debt-free!
I love it! You guys are amazing. So, so very proud of you. Excellent job. Way to go.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And real estate people in particular are, I mean, I grew up in a real estate household. I'm a real estate guy. Yeah. I mean, I've had my license since I was 18. We in particular don't, that genre of human doesn't think much about debt. They don't worry about debt. And so for them to flip that switch and go, I'm getting out. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, man. I mean, you just got to, and then they go through a huge pile of it, and they got all this property now making money.
Yeah, now
so
it's
this
just,
is going to, it's going to flip.
It's raining on them
flip
in the right
so
way.
So fast.
Yeah.
That, and go the other direction so quickly. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Yeah, very, very powerful. That is wonderful
stuff. I'm looking at these five smiling kids. Man.
That's the legacy right there, man.
Changing a family tree.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.